Dorvin's comm buzzed.
Dorvin?
Dala's voice.
Turn on the holonews now.
Dorvin sighed and obeyed. He had protested the installation of a vid screen in his office, but recently Dala had been insistent. As she said, it was not as if her chief of staff would be caught watching daytime holodramas. He suspected what he would see even before the reporter's distinctive, oh-so-irritating voice came on. Mercifully, Dorvin was spared the sight of the fellow. Instead, the cam focused on the Jedi Temple, surrounded by Mandalorians in their distinctive armor.
Is under siege. A siege right here in Coruscant. One might think the Chief of State Dala has run out of ideas, or reverted to the days of the past where one ruled with an iron fist.
As he talked, there was grainy, jumpy stock footage of familiar figures. One was a pleasant-looking older man with thick, wavy silver hair and kindly eyes. He was standing and speaking passionately before the Senate. The other was a shot of a distinctive moving figure in black, with a cloak flowing behind him, and a mask that morphed into the face of Jason Solo. Dorvin was not a man easily moved by propaganda or calculated images. He had seen enough in his life to know exactly how easily pictures could be manipulated. But he was troubled by watching this footage of Palpatine, Darth Vader, and Jason Solo, because the comparison wasn't altogether ludicrous. Dala was behaving in a fashion that called those tyrants to mind. She did have her history with the Galactic Empire trailing behind her, like Vader's cloak.
Are you watching this?
Dala's voice trembled with outrage.
Ma'am, your connections with the Empire have been cast in a negative light before, he said calmly. It is distressing and inaccurate, but most beings with half a brain can see right through to here.
It doesn't matter. It's everywhere, and there's no one actually simply reporting on the issue. There's no one just covering it without feeling compelled to hurl images of Vader and Palpatine and Kydus in along with invectives. This can't be permitted to continue.
Something akin to alarm fluttered inside Dorvin's chest. He sat forward in his chair and spoke to her in his blandest, most calming voice, the one he had learned she'd listened to the most.
Ma'am, it's a free press. Please trust me on this one. It's self-regulating. You don't want to get involved the way the Moffs did.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should find our own reporter, set him or her up with an inside connection.
She was coldly angry now, and looking to go on the offensive.